Nottingham Forest 1, Barnsley 0.
It was funny. I mean, I came in one day. Jimmy, the boss said, oh, nip over and do the footy. I go in there, and it was very old. The whole operation was quite old-fashioned.
Yeah.
And Jeff said, oh, sit there. Mm-hmm. So I sat there. But nobody said, how's your granny? Nice to see you. Still limping. I mean, nobody said a word.
No.
And I looked at these names.
Plymouth Argyle 1, Blackpool 2.
And there was no kind of briefing. And I looked at it, and it must have been something to do with my musical training.
Yeah.
Because I looked at it, and I thought, if I get a rhythm with it, this is my odd thinking, that if I get a rhythm doing it, I'll get it near enough right.
Preston North End against Bristol City, late kickoff.
But I'd looked at the names without numbers, without results, and thought, Arsenal have lost, so I'm sorry for them.
Uh-huh.
Man United have won, so I'm happy for them.
But just the suggestion you made me. Not that you don't know the top.
Exactly. Yeah. You know, so Arsenal 1, Manchester United 2.
I think my generation and so forth would have just grown up and listened, you know, to those results. And you sometimes try to anticipate what the scores were, like we all did. But he always did it in a way where there were those few surprises that you couldn't anticipate, that it was a draw away or whatever. And so he was unique and somebody that really, yes, I think anyone interested in the game couldn't help but, you know, be sad at that news, really.
Sheffield Wednesday 3, Norwich City 2.
It was one of those moments where we just didn't listen because we wanted to know what the scores were from the big weekend, but also for us journalists, an important way of getting the pronunciations right, because a lot of those names were very, very tricky. And we always thought, if James says it in this way, then we'll try to imitate that and get it correct, so that on Monday when you go on the radio and you're reading the scoreline from the English Premier League game, you don't sound ignorant.
Watford 1, Doncaster Rovers 1.
I think the thing about him was altogether, he's actually become synonymous with it. And you know as much as I do as well, in radio sometimes you talk to somebody over 30 years as I've done with him, and I didn't see him that often. But over those 3 decades that I had together, I always thought really, he really was something special.
Of course, one day I'd love to read out on the air. 4 for Athletic, 5 is 5-4.